going to start in 3 seconds from two lines to the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Amir Tashem, there will be a test on this Sunday. I don't know if we'll be ready tomorrow. We'll see. I don't think he's in town anyway. By Yavama Niknus Bebiya. Frekti Gemara Bebiya Minala. How do I know that the Yavama is Niknus Bebiya? Dr. Gemara Amar Kral, Yavama Yavu Yalel, Lekachaloy Leisha. Says Yavama Yavu Yalel. Dr. Achi, Kaloymar. Sorry? On the top line of Yadal Amalal. Yavama Yavu Yalel, Lekachal, Kloymar Biyasa Hei Likukal. Living with her is the way you acquire her. Maybe Lekachaloy Leisha says you can get a Yavama the same way you get every other wife, which is Kesev Ishar. How do I know only Bia? The Tanya is the Beferish of Raisa. I was in Kesev Ishar, should accomplish an Ogivu Yavama that is a complete kinyan, like Bia. Tamil Lemme Vyibma. Bia Gemarizma, the ain't Kesev Ishar Gemarizma. The Yibma means this is the only way to do Yibum, no other way. Ekta Gemara, maybe my Vyibma is about Karkum Yabma. Maybe by Yibma is teaching me that you can do it against your will. Dr. Gemara, Kedlein Mikra V'yibem, my V'yibma, Shema Minatarti, we learn two things. Number one, you can do it by Karka. And number two, the only way to get a Yibama, to be kind of Yibama, is through Bia. Rashi, V'dum Ki'isha, Ma'isha Kesev Ishtar Ki'bia, just like by a woman. Kesev Ishtar is like Bia, Yibama Kesev Ishtar Ki'bia, Nachsiv Le'isha, Tez Le'isha. V'yibma, Bia, Mas Mashino Olav Akasim La'akva. Alakiv, the Torah repeats it twice. Yavama Yavi Allah, the Yibma. This is the way to do it. Hachi Gesin and Haimi Boyle, the Yibma Balkarka. Rashi has a slightly different girsa. Instead of Aim and Mai, the Yibma Balkarka, Rashi says, don't we need it for Balkarka? The Hachi Gesin and Labi Yavamas. That's what we use it for in Mesephtis Yavamas. Who came to Labia Gemeris, I said, name of the Yibbe, Mai the Yibma, the Mail of Mami Balkarka. Meaning we have two drushes from the same word. In the sixth parak of Yavamas, the Gemara says this. So Rashi says the main drush of the word V'yibayim would have been that that's the only way to do it. The extra hay tells me that it can even be done against her will.
Can right? People mute themselves, please? Could people mute themselves, please?
Because that's not locked in Dafka some of the days in Yavamas. The Gemara is referring to another Gemara, where the Gemara says that we learn now from the Pasuk with Yibma that you can do a Balkarcha. So the Gemara, that's why Rashi has a Girsa. Don't we need it for that?
But my question goes further, and that is.
Can you, like, speed up a little bit?
Yeah, but what do you mean?
Come on. Talk faster.
Where did the Gemara get that drush? I mean,
the Gemara knows the Gemara Yavamas. We're not learning Yavamas now. In Yavamas, the Gemara says that Yibma comes to tell me about Karka. The Gemara here is referring back to that Gemara. When Yavamas Avchesim is based, the Gemara brought a brisa that the Yibma means about Karka. Frank the Gemara here, we're using the Yibma here for something else, and they're using it for something else. How do you have a pasuk with two things? I'm sorry I asked you to speed up.
What are you telling me? What are you telling me that I should...
This is slowing us down. Right. The Chalitza. Don't think about Nala, how do I know that Chalitza... So I'm going to get married... Please mute themselves. Siv, the Nikrish might be Israel based on what I know. Again,
could the remote listeners please mute themselves?
I don't know, there's noise happening. The Chalitza. Now on, the Siv, the Nikrish might be Israel based on what I know. All be Israel based on what I know. Right? So it's Mashma. That she becomes mutter to Yisroel once she had Chalitza. Zotrashi, be Yisroel, I'm sorry, one more line of the Gemara. Kiva Shechalitza now, once she removed his shoe, Hutra Lechol Yisroel. Zotrashi, How do we see it in that pasuk? B'Yisrael beis chalutz. Haki mashma. B'Yisrael ravi lahavi lebayis mishacholta. She can go into the house of another Yisrael once she got chalitza. B'nikra shmai b'Yisrael bayis chalutano. Right? We allow her to go into another house of a Jew once she did the removing of the shoe. We need it for the other thing, but Beth and Yisrael, but Lloyd and Beth and Shol gave him. That's how the Bach is Gairim. Beth and the Dutch Chalitza cannot be Gairim. It has to be born Jews. That's the Beferish Brysa learns it out from Venikrish might be Yisrael. That it has to be amongst Yisrael, born Yidden, not Gairim. So the Gemara, Trey be Yisrael, Ksibi. That's twice be Yisrael. One is to exclude Gairim, and one is to say she's permitted to marry a Yid once she has Chalitza. Rashi, pray be Yisrael, lohokim lohokim shame be Yisrael. So there's two words be Yisrael. Frekti gemar v'akati mi boi lelik natanya. We need it for another drasha. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Pamachas, a Yidu Yoshin Lesnei Reb Tarfin. We were once sitting in front of Reb Tarfin. Ubasi Yavama Lachloitz, and the Yavama came to do Chalitza. We Amr Lono, and he said, Anu kilkom v'amru chalutzano, chalutzano. You have to say chalutzano, to scream it out. The Nikrish might be so chalutzano. We call him chalutzano, because we're saying he should have done Yibum, and we're not happy that he did chalitza. So the Torah says, call him chalutzano. So we see you need that for the word be so. So the Gemara, the Nikrish might be nafka. You didn't have to say Nikrish might be shmo, you could say Nikrish might, chalutzano. What's to be so? To tell me that she's permissible to another Yib. Rashi? No Rashi. Umemisis hayavim. Again, a woman gets, a Yavama can get free two ways. Chalitza and Misas HaYavam. Fracting of Aminelon. Where do we see that if Yavama, listen again, the person was married, had no children, he died, he had a brother. The brother is Mechuyev either to Yibam or Chalitza. The brother died before he did either. How do I know she gets released? Maybe if a guy dies without children, there has to be Yibam or Chalitza. If not, she can't get married. This we can figure out with a Kal V'Chaymer. Ma Eishes is she b'chenek. Ma dech a married lady while she's married, it's chenek. Mises habal matirasa, her husband's death releases her. Yavama she b'lav. Yavamu's mezana only has a lav. Right? It's a less severe iser. So kol koshke, the death of the Yavam should release her. It makes sense that a death of a husband can release his Eishes is chenek. For sure, the death of the Yavam should release his Yavam of the Lav. Zokti Gemara, no. Ma'aleishis ishke yaitse beget. That's because we find that the Torah permits a woman, married woman, to be severed, her relationship to be severed through a get. So it's a severable relationship, therefore death severs it. Torah bezu, sheini yaitse beget. Over here, Yavama can't be divorced. So we see that the relationship is stronger. That's not a kasha, because there is another way to release her. Just like a get shows you that the relationship is severable, chalitza shows me that the relationship is severable. And therefore, if there's such a word, and therefore, just like an ancient sis, which is chenek, gets permitted to the death of her husband, for sure the death of a yavam permits his yavam, which is a lav. The question was, maybe Aishas Ish is easier to remove as we see the Torah gave another option. And the answer is, by Yavama the Torah also gave another option. Rashi. Dr. Rashi? Mal Aishas Ish? No, there's no Rashi on this. That's in the next Gemara. Fret the Gemara, Ela Mal Aishas Ish Ken Oysra Matira. The Gemara says, by a husband, he's the one that makes his wife usher. When he dies, he makes his wife mutter. By a Yavam, what makes her usher is not the Yavam. It's the first Kedushin. Reuven, or first husband, who was Mekadosher, banned her. When he died, she didn't get permitted because of the presence of the Yavam. But it's that original Kedushin that gets her bound. How do I know the death of the Yavam will permit her? It wasn't him that made the Isser. It was the first husband that made the Isser. By Eishes Ish, the husband made the Isser. The husband's death removes the Isser. Here the death did not remove the Isser, because she's the Yavama. And the Yavam is not the one that banned her. The one that banned her is the original marriage. Who says the death of the Yavam will remove that?
And for the Gemara.
I'll get your question in a second. Amar Rav Asher Nami Oyster Matira. Yavam Oyster, Yavam Sharila. That's not a question. Because if there would be no Yavam, she would never, then her husband's death would have been out to her. So what doesn't permit her husband's death to remove the Yisr is the presence of the Yavam. He's gone, so the husband's death was mounted to her. Yes, now I'll listen to your question.
The point of it is that the riot is when she was married to the original husband, that he died, she doesn't get fennec if she lives with someone else.
No, but she still wants her.
But the riot, that issue that was originally, something happened to that.
It weakened. That doesn't mean it's gone.
But it's not fennec.
Nobody said it is Chenek.
Of course not.
Let me step back.
The riot, that Kedushin, is a new thing now that's causing...
It's not a new thing. It's not true. It's only because she was married to the first husband. Let me step back. Now, according to make this a clear, I don't like to do this. I don't think it's Mokuch, but we'll do it anyway. What answers Yavama? Is it... What is Yibum? Is it a continuity, or is it new? The truth is, it's both. But which way do we view Yavama? Is the brother coming in, stepping into the shoes of her husband, and continuing the husband's marriage? Or, no, the Torah said, husband's gone, but we want the brother to take it over as a new marriage to do something for the husband. Halakha said the same. He says, how do you view Yavam? In the Havamina of the Gemara viewed Yavam as an extension of original marriage. And the Mela, the Yavam is not the one that asks her, it's the original marriage that asks her. Granted, it weakened, but it's still there. And that's why there's Yibam. And the Gemara's answer is, don't look at Yibam that way. Look at Yibam as the original husband is gone, except the Torah preserves something so the Yavam should be Malkim Shem. Again, if that makes you feel better, with that Achorei to Shekler, I'm willing to do that. I honestly hold it's not Mukuk, but it's fine. Yes?
Probably the best explanation I've ever seen of Yibam is the Al Shekh in the beginning of Spirit from the Roots.
Again, Kabbalistically, I'm not getting involved in Taimi HaMitzvahs, but Kabbalistically, it's for sure that the Yavam becomes two people. He becomes himself as the deceased brother. That, again, we're talking now Hilchot Halacha, and you're talking now Taimi HaMitzvahs and what the Rabbi Hashem's intentions were, which we don't understand anyway, but that we have a little bit of grasp on.
In the end, the amazing thing to me is that we dare compare them too. I mean, the Gemara says we compare them too, but they're completely different in their sections.
Yes. That's what I'm trying to say. Taimi HaMitzvahs are good after we have Halacha. Halacha is not based on Taimi HaMitzvahs. I'm only going to Shimon sometimes. What? Yes, if she's warm, yes. So up. Okay, Rashi. Malach is this aditaris ademisus habau, that is mutter through the death of her husband. She can ice matiras, our bailuhu ice, relevant matir bemisasai. Aviyavama, the kedusha de bao kasmi law. What's making her usher is the kedushin of the husband. How does the death of the Yavam release her? The answer is Hanamik Shmeis Yavam into Oyster Matira. Do you have Yavam? The husband would have released her right away. It's the presence of the Yavam that maintains the Yisr. Therefore, he goes, there goes the Yisr. Zogti Gemara Vayt. Now the Gemara gets into something else. So in the last Amud, we have proven that Mises Habau is Matir. Get this matter a woman. Yibum is nikna babia and is released the chalitza and the mitzvah sayava. That's what we proved. Now the Gemara has proven everything the Mishnah says. Now we want to know is why can't we use logic to apply one to the other? And that is umayivama uteyeshes ish yaitzim chalitza mikav akhaimer. Let chalitza be a means of getting an aishes ish released. Ma Yavama Shayna Yaitza Beget Yaitza Bechalitza Madach Yavama, which we will learn later on. We don't know yet the source, but we know it's true that a Yavama cannot be released by a get. Tomorrow, later on, we'll question how do you know that. But at this point, we'll assume that as a fact. The Yavama cannot be released through a divorce. Yaitza Bechalitza. Yet the Torah says she can get released through Chalitza. Sushi Yaitza Beget Eina Dinshi Yaitza Bechalitza. So in Eishes Ish, the get works. Shouldn't Chalitza work? We see Chalitza has a stronger power than get. On the cross, safer creases. Safer karsa, vein davaracha karsa. There's only one way to sever a relationship between a living husband and his wife, and that is through safer. Now, the reason I said the word living is because we're not saying ein davaracha karsa that death doesn't do it. Death, the husband doesn't do it. The Rebbeinu Shlalom did it. The way a husband does it is only through get. That's how the Mepharshim speak it out. Because the kasha is, it ain't davar acha karsa, why doesn't that exclude death? The answer is, a husband cannot break the relationship with his wife any other way. The Rebbeinu Shlalom can do it. Rashi.
Rabbi?
Rashi? Yes.
Can I ask a quick question here? Well, I don't quite understand this kal v'chomer. The marriage bond is stronger than the yavama bond. So why should their means of separating be similar?
Because, again, I hear your question, but let's look at the fact. If get is a stronger way of breaking a relationship than chalitza, why shouldn't it work from the other?
Well, you could just say they're completely...
What you're saying is
maybe
true.
Maybe the Gemara's answer is what I'm going
to... A stronger one to work by the weaker one.
But maybe they're fish and fowl. They're apples and oranges. Maybe they're completely different things.
That's exactly what the Gemara is driving at. So the Gemara is trying to do things logically and prove some sukkim that they're apples and oranges.
Okay.
See, because logically I can sit and argue with you. But if a pasuk says it, it's over and done with. Which the Gemara is not going to do. We'll say Yavama, Yaitzim, and Get Mikav HaChaymer. Why don't we say Yavama can be released with a get? Ma Eishes Ish, Shein Yaitzim, Chalitza, Yaitzim, and Get. Malach Eishes Ish, where Chalitza does not work, which we just derived from a pasuk. But yet get can work. Zushi Yaitzim, and Chalitza, and Adinshi Yaitzim, and Get. Get is stronger. Amakra Kacha. The pasuk is kacha yaasa leish ashla yivnes beis achiv kacha. This is it. The kacha ikuba, and kacha says only this way. So at the end of the day, because it exerts our customs, we now see that obviously the process of a husband, the process of a yavam, work totally differently. And I, logic, would say one is stronger, one is weaker, makes no difference. Rashi. Dr. Rashi.
Kacha yasa is a degrading thing, isn't it? We're making it degrading that he didn't do evil.
Correct. But the word kacha is still extra.
No, I'm just saying
that the passage is... Kacha yasa shalivna.
Who's that Abba Shaul that says
it's not like that? Again, everybody agrees that the mitzvah of Yibum is better than the mitzvah of Chalitza, theoretically. What Abba Shaul is saying is, practically, don't touch it. Because it has to be Kula L'Shem Shemayim. And since we're humans, Abba Shaul is saying, it's a dangerous thing to do.
If that's the case, then so every mitzvah, if this is Shrita's Kavana, why would we don't make a bracha? Because who says he has the right
Kavanas? Again, Abishol is saying, if it's done without the right Kavanas, it's an erva. It's not just not a mitzvah. It's close to erva. You're messing around with something that might be like very, very severe.
In regards to
Oinish, yeah, upstairs,
really?
Yeah, huh?
If you do Yibum and have God's right intentions, you get Chedek?
No, you don't. That's upstairs they do it to you. Karav ani be'einai liyas avlad mamzer. Avishal says, to me, the kid's like a mamzer. Now, we won't make the kid a mamzer because we have no idea of the intentions. But it's almost a mamzer. It's like, upstairs he's a mamzer. What difference does that make? I don't know, but upstairs he's a mamzer. It's not like making, by the way, everybody should make brachos for kavanah, including myself. I should also make brachos for kavanah. It's a good idea. But it's not a mamzer if it doesn't. One of the things in the vidui, again, Dr. Schwab was referencing the viduyim, one of the things is the vidui is barachti bracha shaloi bekavanah. In the Chadad vidui. Fair. Weiter. Zakti Gemara weiter. Rashi. We didn't do Rashi. Look, Rashi. Kachol Yasi. I did that. Okay. Now let me explain what the Gemara is going to do now. The Gemara is going to take a break from Masechtas Yevamos now to prove a point. When I have a Kal V'Chomer and the Pasuk said Kacha, does that say I can't expand it by logic? When the Torah says this has to be done in order to release her. Now, does that mean I can't make a Kal V'Chomer that something else can work? I will prove to you that elsewhere the Torah writes an Ikuv, which says this is necessary, but it doesn't mean this is the only thing. There's other things that can be done as well. All it says is, without this, you have a problem. Now, if you add something else, it's without this and something else. But Kocha does not preclude logic. We just answered that even though logically speaking, a get should work by Yavama, but the Torah says Kocha. And Kocha means equals. And we're translating equal to mean not only that a woman can't get free without being released, but the only way to release her is chalitza. I will show you that the Torah writes kacha elsewhere, and we tried to expand it with a kal v'chomer. Why doesn't the Gemara say, you can't do that? Teretz says, it doesn't limit your logical expansion when it says kacha, when it says an equal. And where do we see that? By Yom Kippur. Now let me explain and give an introduction to this Gemara. There's a halacha that sometimes people, usually women, have to bring two birds for kabanas. Echad l'chatas, v'echad l'ayla. So she goes to the store and she buys two birds. Now, the Torah says, based on Sukkim, there's only 2 points in the story that she can designate bird A for chatas and bird B for ayla, or vice versa. And that is when she buys it, or when the kayan brings it on the mizbeach. That means if the woman goes into the bird store and buys birds and did not designate them, she just said, can I have a set of birds? And the guy gave her a set of birds. She has two birds. And now she goes home and she says, oh, this one is the chatas and this one is the ayla. Meaningless. Meaningless. There's only 2 points in the story that a woman can designate the birds. I pick a woman, it could be a man too, but usually it's the woman that brings the two birds, can designate Echad L'chatas V'Echad L'Ayla. Either when she buys it, she buys A for a chatas and B for an Ayla, or vice versa, or when the Kayan gets the two birds, he can decide he's going to do one of a chatas, one of an Ayla. Now, Vaidas are different. No other time. By Yom Kippur, there's Halacha, that you have two Seirim. One goes Lashem, and one goes Lazazel. And the way it's designated is through a gyro. It's through a gyro. Right? So now, why? What happens if when they bought the two Seirim, they said, oh, this one's Lashem, and this one's Lazazel. Meaningless. And the logic, it doesn't make any sense. By birds, gyro doesn't work, but designation works. So by Yom Kippur, where Gyro works, shouldn't designation work for sure? The answer is, there's a special pasuk that says not. Why do I need that special pasuk? By Yom Kippur, it says chukah. That says everything by Yom Kippur is ma'akev. It's like kacha. And if kacha precludes logic, So chukah should preclude logic. So the answer shouldn't be a special pasuk. The answer should be, we have a pasuk that says that Yom Kippur, everything is ma'akev, and therefore it precludes expansion by logic. Answer is, that even though it says things are ma'akev, it doesn't mean to say nothing else. It means to say, these things need to be done, or what you expand by logic. Let's read it inside. Frek the Gemara. Whenever there's an ikuv, we don't darshan kavachaymer. But Yom Kippurim, it says you do it by a gairo, and it also says chukah, which is ikuv. Vatanya vaso yet vatanya. We learned in a brisa. It says vasohu chatos. Vasohu is a miyut. Gairo aitzachatos. Vein Hashem aitzachatos. The only way to decide which one goes by Shem and which one goes by Zazel is through a gyro. She yachol alidinu. Because if not, I would have had a kav v'chaymer. Ma b'malkim shloi kiddush agyro. Ma by birds where you can't designate which bird is a chatas and an idol through a gyro. And that's learned out from Sukkim. Kiddush Hashem, yet it can be done by word, by the herd designation. But she buys it. Malkim she kiddush agyro ain't a din she kiddush Hashem. So when the gyro does work, shouldn't the designation work by designating it by word of mouth when you buy it? Talmud Leimer, Vasohu Chatas, Gyro Eitzel Chatas, Vein Hashem Eitzel Chatas. No. Has to be done, I'll get you, Dr. Woman. Has to be done by gyro, not by Hashem. The time is to me, it's a crop. I needed a special exclusion. Halav Haki, the Shina Kavachaymer, Avagam the Simba Chukav. So how can you answer me that chukah says nothing else? Chukah means nothing else, and yet it means nothing else besides what logic expands. All we're saying is, you have to do something. You can't avoid it. Same thing here. You can't avoid it. But it doesn't say you can't expand it. We see by Yom Kippur we're willing to expand it, if not of a special pasuk. So why is this any different? And for the Gemara, you're right. Amakra, la, 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 yivama. There's a special pasuk here. Because of law saver crisis, to tell me only a wife gets a cat, not a yavama. Yes, doctor.
It's been bothering me for a couple of paragraphs, but for a kal v'chomer, you have to have one which is weaker and one which is stronger. How do we know which one is weaker and which is stronger? I mean, they are different things, just whether it's picking by girl versus picking by boys, or whether it's
married. So again, so you're approaching it one way, and the Gemara looks at it other way. The Gemara says, the fact that Hashem works by birds and Gairo doesn't shows us that Shem is more effective than a Gairo. That's what it shows us. That fact shows us that Hashem is a better designation than a Gairo is. That's a fact. The Raya is, by birds, you can't do it by Gairo, you can do it by Shem. That means Shem works stronger than Gairo.
I can just say that 180 degrees. In fact, the girl works.
And the Gemara would say, does say it elsewhere, but that's not our point. The point is, from this angle, Shem is stronger than Gairo. How do I know without to make the kav v'chomer? Now, once the pasuk tells me that I can't make this kav v'chomer, now I turn the tables. But we have to start somewhere.
I agree, but the assumption is it's...
This is how kav v'chomer is working whole shot.
As someone said just a few seconds ago, apples and oranges.
Again, it's all apples and oranges when you finish. Before you finish, who decided it's apples and oranges? You can't decide that. I see Shem is stronger than Gairo. At the end of the day, it ends up apples and oranges, based on Sukkim. See, our problem is that we know too much. You knew it was apples and oranges walking in. But the Gemara is approaching it from a zero-based thing. Who said it's apples and oranges?
But we're starting off an axiom which is going to shut off, but that, that shame is stronger than girl.
Exactly.
Haman held otherwise. I don't know if you
use it as a rhyme. Haman also knew a lot. Again, all I'm saying is we come in with preconceived notions, and therefore our preconceived notions make this Gemara difficult. Have no preconceived notions, and then the Gemara makes a lot of sense. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Chsiv Gairo al Asirim. The Chsiv Chukah beparshas, v'chol Chukah ikuvahu. Whenever it says the word Chukah, it's an ikuv. Hagairo Eisachatas, sorry, Shagairo Hashem Eilu Alof, Eisachatas. Vein Hashem, Mkar Alof Shem Chatas, Eina Nikvah Bekach. It won't help. And he still has to make lots. Even though he decided it was Hashem, and then he made the gairo, and it ended up the other way, forget about what he said. It's meaningless. I need the pasuk v'asohu. I could have made a kavachomer. By the nest of birds. And we learn now that that's the only way to do it. And if you put the gairo, they're not set. We paskin the mesechtes yuma ain't akin the mesparshes of oibel kichas bailim oibatsias kayin. That the only time you can make a nest, a chatas, and an oil is either when you buy it or when the kayin is makrovit. Kiddush Hashem. However, when you bought it and you said this is rachat and this is raila, it becomes established. Vimshina puzzle. So Khan Shekidish Agar the Sivan Rasan Aaron. Ain't it then, isn't it for sure that shame should work? So Shina all of Akasal Khakiv, they repeated it a second time to tell me this is the only way. But have the Shinul Kavachomer, Lohavi Mashla Nichtel Beparsha, to include something else, we have got the Chsiv Ikuvo, even though there's a passing that says Ikuv. La, the Chsiv Bekas of La. Frak the Gemara, you said La is La of Eloi Liyavama? Vayim Elo Lishma. Don't we need law to teach me that a get has to be written for the woman? We don't have an extra law. Law is not extra. Law is to tell me that when you write a get, you have to have in mind the right woman. Zog de Gemara trade law, CV. It says twice law. It says a custom law, Sefer Krisis. And it says, where's the second one? Vesneya Isha Achron. I think it says again, the custom law, Sefer Krisis. I don't have the pasuk in front of me. Art school people should have the pasuk in front of them. It says again the word law.
And then it says,
the
same pasuk?
No, Skupsukim.
Wow. I only see it once.
Look at the next pasuk. Kazuha Sefer Krisis.
Kazuha, okay.
And then the next pasuk says, Usneya Isha Achron. And the cost of law is Sefer Krisis. Says it twice.
I don't see it. It's not here. It's not in the, it's not here.
Okay.
I'm returning this.
Frank to Gemara. I think you bought it by the discount place.
Not anymore. No, I didn't do that anymore. First of all, I don't do that anymore. I bought it from the bookstores here.
Oh, very good. I'm happy.
I got it posted from somewhere.
Frank to Gemara. Not for me. Frank to Gemara, I don't like to give you much. Frank to Gemara. Nakati mi boile, chad lo lishma mi dechlo lo lo chavita. One is to say you have to write it for this woman, and one is to say you can't write it for two women, even though they have the same name. Guy's married to two wives named Sarah, he can't write the get for both Sarahs. Each one needs their individual get. So get, it is lishma. He's writing it for both. Not good enough. That's what the second law says. Just think, well, you're right. Elam Akra, now in Midyachrin Eloi. It says an extra pasuk base chalutz hanau, because it just said chalutz, to tell me the only way to release her is through now, not through get. Ashi. Dr. Ashi, Trelok, Sibi, Usnei, Ishachron, Veloi, Lov, Lechaver, Tush, Shmoisim, Shavim, have the same name. Ain't Shnei, Nosim, Shnoshim, Isgarshis, Beget, Echad. In Kasa, Plainy Megarish. Plainus or Plainus Nashav. He's being Megarish both. I don't know why Rashi had to have the same name. Why couldn't it be that he has one named Brachel and one named Leah, and he's Megarish? Reuben is Megarish Brachel, and Reuben is Megarish Leah. But it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is each woman needs her own get. And we learned that out from the second law.
So we're talking about now, regular Gershon.
Right.
What's the Donald doing though?
Again, the question was, make a Kavah Koymer that a Yavama can go out with a get. We answered Kacha. We dismissed that answer because we showed that even though there's an Ikub, we can add with a Kavah Koymer. So we're back to the question. How do I know Yavama can't go out with a get? So we answered because it says law. Only a woman can go out with a get, not a Yavama. Only a wife, not a Yavama. We said we need Yavama for something else. So we answered, it says two laws. We need the second law for something else. So we're back to the Kasha. How do I know a Yavama cannot be released with a get? The answer is, the Torah wrote an extra now. This is the only way to release her, not any other way. The Miyut can be written in both ends. It can be written by get, it can be written by Chalitza. Rashi, Amakra now. Kroy Yisera, Beis Chalutza now. The Batsu Lemichta, Beis HaChalutza. It could say Beis HaChalutza. Frank the Gemara, the high now lochu dasa, high me boil the Tanya. That extra now is used for something else. The Tanya, naloi, it says lecholtz and naloi, ainly ala naloi. It has to be his shoe. Now shekolada minolei. How about if it's somebody else's shoe that he's wearing? Talmud Leimer, naloi, now riba. So it comes to tell me extra now that it doesn't have to belong to him. So we use that now to tell me halacha that the shoe does not have to belong to the man. Mk ma talmud loyman now, and the brisa continues. So why did the Torah write his shoe? Because then the cults are now. Now with a royal, it has to fit. Perhaps the God will say the yachal halakvay. It can't be too big that he can't walk; it'll fall off. Perhaps the cotton shein chayves rivagloy. It excludes a small shoe that doesn't cover most of his foot. Also, it excludes if it doesn't have a heel. So here we use now. Now, Loi to exclude certain shoes, now to include that it doesn't have to belong to him. Back to the Kasha. How do I exclude get? Zog to Gemara MK Nichtivka now. My Hanau, Beis Chalut Hanau. To tell me Shama Minotarti, an extra drasha.
The shoes that they give out, certain shoes give out.
I never saw anybody send out Khalitza shoes. You know, I never saw Khalitza shoes being sent out as a fundraiser.
You'll give mine to that yeshiva. That's called creative marketing.
I don't
know. The thing is, if it's one size shoe, the guy, and that has to fit a guy who has a 16 shoe size and a 4 size, 8 size. How many shoes are there? Who has a shoe here? Who had a shoe? As long as I know that, a shoe.
What does a shoe
right, so
Avram, what does a shoe look like?
That's a fit.
What does this look like?
What Dr. Schwab is trying to say is they put the springs on, it makes it fit regardless.
Oh, meaning, so I want to say that using the ties, that'll enable him to be able to walk.
It won't enable, the 16 guy will still have a problem. I mean, there are people, I don't know anybody has a bigger foot than that shoe, but if it's possible, it would make a problem because the ties won't make a shoe bigger. It'll help the people with the smaller foot.
I don't think basketball players are allowed to show up, but I mean, that's what I was looking at. It does seem that you could make it fit.
That's it.
Pretty wide.
Right.
Then he has to go find his way.
We had a shoe here.
No.
No, we brought in a shoe one day here.
Rabbi Groomer had a shoe,
yes. I don't know who has it now. There must be somebody in Cleveland that has a shoe. I think maybe David Aaron Gross has a shoe. You can
buy David Aaron had one.
What'd you say, Baruch Meisha?
David Aaron's son made one in camp. They had that Rav that makes the different projects. It was a new one. It was never used.
Right. It's a new fundraiser.
Maybe Avram could make a cover for it. Maybe a Chalitza shoe cover Avram should sell.
He said you could make a cover for it. Like, you know.
Just be very scared if your wife starts buying your own shoes.
Okay, my turn. Not a joke. Rashi, I'm a crowd now, quite used to be to that. Pratla now, God will send you a halak by. Mesula, nifchat, broken. Because fires for other shayla, I give soul malas. It doesn't have a heel, that's what it means. Okay, we have finished now Masechtas Kedushin. For the next, really, almost, not, there'll be breaks in the middle, we'll talk again about Kedushin, but basically we will rejoin Masechtas Kedushin in full on Daf Mem Aleph. The rest of the Perek is basically, there's going to be exceptions, we'll go back to Kedushin a little bit, once in a while, but the main thrust of the rest of the Perek is Kinyanim. How do you acquire? It started off how a woman is acquired, how a woman is released. How Yavam is acquired, how Yavam is released. We will now go through all items of how they're acquired. Now, usually in monetary things, they're acquired and released by somebody else acquiring them. But in other ways, there has to be an acquisition and a release. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Evidibri and Evakanani and Karka and Outland. All the things that people acquire. This is going to be the parent of how acquired and how released. Now, at the end of that, we'll go back to Masechtas. Now, in the middle, there'll be inserts, which are Negei of Masechtas Kedushin very much. But the thrust now is going to be other subjects. We're really leaving Masechtas Kedushin of a woman and talking now about acquisitions. And we move first to Eved Ivri. Yes.
Well, this is where you're going to explain to me why it is I can't say you bought your wife. I mean, the Gemara says it's a fair.
You acquire your wife. We don't buy your wife. We acquire a wife. Meaning it's not a kinyan haguf. It's a kinyan iser. It's a different kind of acquisition. That's why I have to be. You don't buy your wife. She's not a servant. She doesn't owe you anything. And biblically, you don't take her money. It's a drabbanon that you get her money. It's all drabbanons. Biblically, she's an independent. You buy a kinyan iser in her. It gives you rights of relationship with a woman, barring everybody else from that relationship. It's not that you bought her. No. She's not. You're not buying an item.
That's the best that I've heard. That's very good.
It's the Rishonim say, not me, the Rashba. Zok de Mishnah Vayter. Eved Ivri nikna b'kesef b'mishtar. You can acquire an Eved Ivri either through money or by buying him. The kinyan can be a shtar. Now, why in the world would an Eved Ivri be sold for no money? You'll have to ask. Why would he? Now, there's two. Okay, I should give an introduction. There are two ways to acquire. I'm sorry. There are two types of Eved Ivri, and we're going to be dealing with this extensively. There's the Eved Ivri, the Bezen sells. A guy steals, and these are going to have different halachas as we go through. A guy steals, and he gets caught, and he has no money to pay back. The halacha is, Bezen sells him off in order to pay back the stolen amount of money that he stole. That's the halacha. It comes with a lot of technicalities, which we will get into. But that's the halacha. That's one way there's an Eved Ivri. He's sold by Bezen. Only for stealing. Nobody sells somebody for not paying back a loan. We only sell a person for stealing, not for any other thing. The second way there's an Eved Ivri is if a guy decides to sell himself. He can't get a job. I'm just being malamed tzchus on him. He can't get a job. He has a wife and kids that he has to feed. He's sick and tired of having to go collect stock all the time. He has to provide. So he says to himself, you know what? I'll sell myself for 6 years. The owner will put up a lump sum of money. That's my money. It's not his money. There's no matcha kind of heaven kind of rabbi by an Eved Ivri. It's his own money, his own bank account. It'll help support me, plus the fact the master will feed my wife and kids. That's part of his obligation. When you buy an Eved Ivri, you have to feed his wife and kids. So therefore, I'll make myself financially more stable. After 6 years, I'll have experience, I'll have worked for 6 years, I'll have a resume, whatever it is, and he decides to sell himself. The Torah doesn't like it. The Torah doesn't like a person to steal either. The Torah doesn't really favor Eved Ivri, but that's an option. So there's two ways of Eved Ivri. Now, there has to be an acquisition. The act of acquisition can be by the payment of the money, or the act of acquisition can be done by a shtar. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. Yes. You had a question?
Oh, no, you said nobody can sell you for a loan, and then the first can sell themselves for a loan.
But the Kaina Atzmai, how does an Eved acquire himself? Bishanim, the end of 6 years. Ubi Yaivu, if Yaivu comes in the middle. Now, the Torah looks at it this way, and I want to explain. The Eved Ivri is selling himself for 6 years. If Yaivu comes after 3, he goes free. Really, the guy who bought him also knows the calendar and knows that Yaivu is coming in 3 years. He's buying the Eved for 3 years, but that's not how the Torah looks at it. The Torah looks at it as if you buy an Eved for 6 years, and Yaivu frees him after 3. It'll make a difference in halacha, but not yet.
So
Ubi Gero and Kesef.
How does that work by Shtar?
That's a great question. So, in a Konami, if you bought by Shtar and there was no payment made, there is no Gero and Kesef. Pashtus.
What is Gero?
I'm getting there right now. Can I first explain what Gero and Kesef is?
Well, we had it.
But he's asking me to explain it. The Gero and Kesef means that you go over to the owner and you say, you paid for me $60,000 for 6 years. I worked for 3. Here is 30. I'm going out. And the owner says, I don't want to let you out. He has no option. The Eved can buy himself back against the will of the owner by prorating it by 6 years, by per year. That's Gero and Kesef. Now, what was pointed out is that Menachem pointed out is that if there's a shtar, there's no money to be Megarei Kesef. He didn't buy him for money.
So we only learned out by Amma Ivriya, so that was because they were Medamin to Yoiv.
That's because it was talking about Kesef there.
Right. But we said
it has to be possible to have Gero and Kesef.
Right.
So now you're asking, if they sell by shtar, does it have to have the possibility of Gero and Kesef? I saw this, I'm going to have to look it up again.
So Gero and Kesef is after 6 years.
No,
before 6 years.
That means
he decided, the Eved decided, I'm going to leave now?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's the only way it's going to work.
Uh-huh.
Because if not, you can tell the owner, you can tell the master, you know what's going on over here.
I have no idea what you're asking.
You know how much you paid for it. You know it's 6 year...
Let me try to explain something. If I sell you a watch, and I come back 6 years later and I say, I want to buy the watch back, you can say no. Goodbye. I bought it. It's mine. I don't have to sell back to you. You know how long that you have to sell back the item? I said a watch. You don't have to sell me the watch. The Eved Ivri comes and says, I want to buy myself back. The owner can't say no. Number one. Number two is he can't set a price. There might have been inflation. He says, you bought me for 6 years. This is what it was worth. This is per year. This is my way out. Goodbye. That's Gero and Kesef. Now we're going to add, all these things have technicalities that are going to be added, but this is the basic structure. Rashi. I didn't answer. I said I have to look it up whether it's necessary. What's bothering Menachem is that we said earlier, Gero and Kesef was a necessity. You couldn't buy an Eved when Amma Ria was a Prutza because there's no Gero and Kesef.
That's just done with Kesef.
I said that's what I think, but I want to look it up. I try to answer it.
That's a good answer.
Thank you. I'm glad you said that. You know, I mean, I'm sure I'll credit there are sometimes to say it. I wondered if there's another answer. I have to look it up.
Is it possible
we have 10 here?
No, it's like a snake. I thought we had 10 people here.
I don't think we have 10. I see now. Oh, you have Rocky's 10. If he comes back in.
They have Nate's.
Yeah, we'll stop and get him in. We'll have a minion.